Hello there. Hello?
Hi, this is Ricky calling you from Telstra. So how are you doing today?
From Telstra? Why?
Actually, it is a security checkup call about your internet. So could you please tell me nowadays how is your internet working, sir? Is it working fine or did you face any kind of problem?
Hang on a sec, will you? Okay. Itself, but I wanted to know how the internet works. Badly, is the word.
Okay, so how long are you facing this problem?
How long is it playing like this, huh? Three NBN men have come to fix it, but it never worked. Is that it? It has worked, but not for long.
Okay. Right now, we are working in your connection. That is why we are contacting you today. Going to update the security. So could you please tell me in your router, in your modem, what color light do you see over there? Do you see the lights?
No. Hang on a bit, will you?
No problem. Take your time.
You must be able to help me better than that. You want to know the light. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Very good day, ma'am. This is Lucy from NBN. So how are you doing today?
I'm okay, thanks. Now I'm looking at the lights. NBN, are we?
Yes.
Taking or Optus?
I'm talking about the NBN, yes.
NBN. The first light on the left, when you look at it, is winking now, and the other three are on.
Which color?
Blue.
Blue. And apart from blue, is there any other color lights you can see?
No, they're all blue.
And all the lights are flashing, ma'am, or it's stable?
No, only the far left one.
Okay.
Look at it when you face it.
Okay, so you will see the changes in the color because we are currently working on it, okay?
Okay.
So basically, ma'am, through this router, what are the devices you use? Do you use any mobile, computer, laptop, iPad,
I've got a laptop. We've got a computer.
Okay, and where is your laptop and computer? Is it on or it's off?
They're both off.
Okay, so could you please take your time and turn it on?
I'll give it a shot.
No problem, take your time.
I just don't bother trying anymore.
No problem.
I don't know how to do it. Our children come down and help us.
And basically, ma'am, what device you use? You use the computer or you use your laptop?
Because the computer has just not worked for so long, we mostly use a laptop because I can take it away.
Yes.
And get Wi-Fi or whatever it is you get.
No problem. You can turn off your laptop if you want. You can turn on your laptop.
No, I'm trying to turn on the computer. Pressing the little button on the right, and absolutely nothing's happening to it.
Okay, it will come up, just wait.
Will it? Maybe it is now. I can see a little bit more of a... else is happening. That were it. But you should just be able to tap it on the phone. You just tap it, don't you? My husband's come up, but he never uses the computer at all. He's looking for it. No, I don't think so. I said, is it? Let me view. No, it's that little, I tapped that little button there. Now it's on. I've tapped
it on
again. Yep, it's HP, yep, it's coming on.
Okay, when you see all of your application, all of your apps, when you see all the normal icons, just let me know.
Right, school 18 on Thursday, so the 23rd of February, and the picture behind that's just turned up. And what I'm now waiting for the icons.
Okay, and how old is your computer, ma'am? How
not
old is
that old. It's a few years.
Okay. And apart from you, who else used this computer or laptop? And your children?
Well, really nobody. But if our children are here, if one who lives in Sydney, probably they don't work it if it's not working because they're going. So by the time they ring you or ring somebody, you know, they're off home again.
Okay.
And so they very often, because it doesn't come on, which nothing's come on, wait till I see if I can.
And basically, ma'am, through this computer, what are the activities you use? Do you use any social media like Facebook, Twitter sometimes?
I suppose Instagram occasionally.
Instagram,
I have Facebook,
okay.
And they've all come up now. I've just got them all up now.
Okay.
I do email, I do, I could tell you that obviously Recycle, TeamViewer, you just reset internet security
okay.
System exposed to risk. It's just gone off again, but it just
okay. And apart from email, ma'am, do you use any online shopping? Do you buy anything online sometimes, eBay,
yes,
Amazon?
Sometimes, yes. But a lot of it is from when my son and son that's come up now, they're all PDF or, you know,
okay.
They're not the ones I use. They're the ones I think they use for work.
Okay. And apart from that, do you do any kind of email? Do you do any kind of Netflix? Amazon Prime, do you watch Netflix?
No, it's true, we do, but on our television.
Okay. And apart from that, ma'am, do you do any kind of online banking? Do you check your balance online
sometimes? Yes.
Okay, so...
It's a long time since I've even tried to do it on this because it's so, well, hopeless, but that's when I take my laptop off somewhere.
Okay, no problem.
Now, it does work sometimes. It's a maddening thing.
Okay,
then,
no problem, madam. Today we are going to update your security, and in future you will not going to face any kind of problem. It's my word for you, to you.
It's, you're a treasure.
So, you can see all of your icons, ma'am?
I can.
Now, you do one thing, ma'am. Just have a good look on your keyboard. At the very extreme left-hand bottom corner.
Wait. The only one I actually can't see now. You say that is my bank button, but that's all right. I can probably get it through my email.
Okay.
I'm just
no problem, ma'am.
It's not coming up yet. Wait a bit. It's saying link your Android phone. Learn more maybe later. All that's
I will help you out about that, ma'am. Leave it as it is, okay? Close it down.
Okay.
I will help you out about that. Now
close
come back
down.
To your close that page, whatever come up in your screen. Close that one.
Right.
And you can see all of your icons like Recycle Bean, Google Chrome. You can see all the apps.
I can see everything, but I can't see now. How to turn it off. Wait a minute.
So you don't need to turn off. You don't need to turn off, ma'am.
Oh, fine. No, well, all right. Now I'm just back to the... No, I'm not. You're quite right. I've probably managed to turn it off.
Okay. Now, you do one thing, ma'am. Just tell me all
that?
The apps' name, whatever apps you have on your computer.
I've got to get back again.
Okay. Take your time.
Right. Just waiting. Okay, back to there now. Okay, put in my PIN number. Right, now you want me to tell all the ones I've got?
Yes, now read me out all the names, like Recycle Bean, Google Chrome.
Super stuff applies for some thing, who knows, PDF anyway. Data Shortcut, Samsung Magician, IMG, Nissan. The Bible, Skeleton, Transcript, Acrobat, Reader, TeamViewer, unused icons. ASX, ASK, Bomber Sing Hello Roo, INTA, Hong Kong, all that would be their business. Original, Tom Moxham, Statement of Claim Table, Cape Loan Schedule, that's on the Cape there. 2017, PDF, Patient History and Vaccinations, Jim's 50th, Hyundai Final, Certificate of Currency, Moxham C, Breaking News, Gale, 788, Car Tour Brochure, Data Migration, IMG Copy, Letter of Advice, Ecos, 3007, Album Works, Statement of, I suppose, of P, Moxham 24 Ross Street, which is our address, Jim, Enrolment Form, CCFO40, and then a whole lot more actually. Kate's ID, IMG, Mari Dimpsey, got no idea who she is, Save the Date, Statement of Claim, Ledlux, Saba, Form 2.49, ESET, Banking and Payment Pro, PROTE, and then there's Google, Microsoft Edge, and Morrison Law.
Okay, you do one thing, ma'am, you do one thing. Look on your keyboard, okay? Focus on your typing keyboard.
Yes.
At the very extreme left-hand bottom corner, you can see there is a CTRL control key. Do you see that?
Is it just a little, it's got E something on it? ESC?
No. CTRL. At the very extreme bottom, you are looking at the top, bottom.
Gotcha. Pressed it, yeah.
You don't need to press that key, and next to that CTRL key, which key do you see beside that?
FN.
And next to FN?
Oh, there are four windows.
Yes, you need to press that four. You need to press that Windows key with one finger and hold it down, and from your another finger, press the letter R. R as in Romeo. Windows and the letter R.
Oh, hang on, I'll have to put the phone down. Oh,
no problem.
Would you press R? That's just that one. Just hold it down. Okay? Yep, we're doing it. Type the name of the program, folder, document,
yes.
Or internet source.
And below that, you can see there's a wide, long, open panel where you can type something.
Yes, it says, yep. Oh, God, type.
Is there something written over there?
Type name of a program, folder, document, or internet source, and Windows will open it for you.
And below that, you can see there is a white long open panel where you can type something. Is it something written over there?
Yes. So I take my finger off this button now?
Yes.
Okay.
Now type on that panel, on that open panel.
Hang on, I am.
Now, did you type it?
Yep.
Just type over there, M for Mary.
My name is.
And then S for sugar.
Oh, you want me to type this after, do you?
On that panel. On that.
I've typed in my name. Will I cancel that and write something else?
Yes, you have to type only M. M for Mary.
Okay, hang on. M for Mary. Yep.
And then. S as in Sierra.
Yep.
C for Charlie.
Yep.
O for Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
N as in Nancy.
N for Nelly.
Yes.
N, yep.
F as in Father.
F, right.
I for Indigo.
Right.
G as in golf.
G. Alright.
Now press enter from your keyboard. Press enter. Now what comes up?
I can't find enter. Tell me where to find enter.
You do one thing. Where you type MS contact, below that you can see OK.
Yep.
Click on OK.
Okay. I've pressed that.
After that, what do you see?
Nothing.
It will come up. After pressing OK, it will come up, sir, ma'am. Now, do you see any changes?
No.
After clicking on OK, is it the MS config box appears over there or it's gone?
No, it's still there.
Okay, press OK again. Press OK. I think you made a mistake. Press OK again. Click on OK again.
Yep, again. Yep.
Now, is it still there or it's disappeared?
It's still there. Tell me what you asked me to do before pressing OK.
Actually, ma'am, with the help of that MS config, I'm going to show you all those services of your internet which is not working. That is why you are getting a problem. That is why you are.
Please don't show me because I'm so old and stupid, I'll never remember.
Okay. No problem, ma'am. No problem. You do one thing, ma'am. Is it still
yes.
same? You can see the box. Is it still over there?
Yes.
Okay. So.
MSConfig misconfiguration.
And yes. And just below MSConfig, you can see three options. OK. Or cancel or browse.
Yep.
Click on OK. Click on OK.
I have, and it's got a blue line around it.
Yes. Click on OK again. Click on that OK again.
Yep, I have many times.
Now, is it still same?
Yep, just the same.
Just the same. Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. You do one thing, ma'am. Close that one. Close that MS config box. And basically, do you have any Google Chrome, ma'am? Do you have any Google Chrome?
I'm pressing the cross up the right-hand corner, and it won't go.
It won't go.
No,
okay,
it's still
no problem. No problem. You can do one thing, ma'am. You can do one thing. Do you know how to restart your computer?
Well, I thought everything's on. How do I? No, by now I don't.
Okay, I will tell you. I will tell you. In your computer screen, ma'am, look on your computer screen at the extreme left-hand bottom corner. You can see the start button.
Sorry, what button? You see?
Start button. And your computer screen at the left.
Sorry,
bottom
it's
corner.
Sort of staticky when you say, is it a button I'm looking for?
Yes, it's a start button. Start button.
Oh, it's on the right hand side. Yep.
Click on that. After that, what comes
it's
up?
The one on the, not on the actual screen showing all the icons. You mean on the. Right at the bottom.
Yes, yes, right at the bottom.
Okay, yep, doing that, nothing's happening.
It is nothing happening.
No.
Okay, no problem. You do one thing, ma'am, you do one thing. You can see Google Chrome, Google, on your computer screen, Google.
Yes.
Open Google.
It's got you mean the one email?
Oh, no, close your email, and open your Google homepage.
I can't see the icon for Google.
So what exactly you can see?
I can see, as I told, recycle bin, super stuff, etc., etc. Now
yes.
I've got this on the left hand, looking at it, corner, I've got this run, type name of program, boulder, misconfigured. How do I get it off?
Okay, you will see there is an X, red X on that run box, a red X.
There's a black X.
Yeah, click on that X.
Black
if you see black X, click on that X.
Nothing's happening.
Okay, you can see option OK, cancel browse.
I hit the cancel.
Yeah, click on cancel.
Nothing's happening? No.
Okay, no problem. Now you do one thing, ma'am. You do one thing. In your computer screen, look on your computer screen. You will see over there, there is an icon called Google Chrome. There is an icon called Google.
I know. It's usually multicolored, isn't it? Google.
Yes.
reading all of them out. Can't see it. Microsoft, PDF. I've got an email, which is sort of in the same colours, normally blue in the middle and red, yellow, green on the outside. But I can't I can't see the Google one.
Okay, you do one thing, ma'am. You click on in your screen anywhere, okay? Right click on your screen.
That's not it. Hang on. Sorry, just anyone I like?
Yes, right side on the screen.
On the email, be okay?
Yeah, close that email, ma'am, close that email.
Oh, it is quite well. It's not opening, so it's there, but it's not opening.
Okay. And now give a right click on your computer screen anywhere, okay?
Yep, done that.
And after that, you will see there is an option called View, Repairs, Sort By.
View, Repairs?
Refresh, ma'am, refresh.
Oh, refresh. Where do I look for that?
You do one thing, press F5. You can see on your keyboard, there is an F5 button, F5.
F5?
Yes.
F5. FN, I can see.
You do one thing. Look at the extreme on your keyboard. Focus on your keyboard at the extreme left-hand top corner. At the extreme left-hand top corner, you can see ESC.
Yep.
And just beside that ESC, you will see F1, F2, F3, F4, F5.
Right, got it. I've just
click on... Yes, F5. You have to press F5.
F5, sorry. Yes. I've gone to say, right. Say it, done it.
Keep pressing F5. Keep pressing.
Keep pressing F5.
And after that, just let me know if you see any changes.
Not yet. I'm pressing off and on. No change. I've still got the open misconfig, etc. No, nothing.
Yeah, sorry.
Changed. I've still got the...
You cannot see any changes?
No.
Okay. No problem. You can still got the run box over there, ma'am?
The white box with misconfig in it.
Okay, you can still click on OK, ma'am. Click on OK again. Try to click again, OK.
I am.
And is it still same?
Same, yep.
Okay, no problem. Now you do one thing. You can see any option below MS Config, Browse. There is an option called Browse.
Is this, are we talking on my keyboard or the screen?
On your screen, ma'am.
On the screen, up the end one, sorry, got it.
Click on Browse.
I'm clicking it, nothing's happening. Nothing, no.
Nothing happening.
No.
Okay, no problem, no problem. You do one thing, ma'am.
Yeah.
From your keyboard, ma'am, from your keyboard, you have to press CTRL key. You can see the CTRL key.
Down on the bottom. Down the bottom.
Yes.
CTRL. Yeah, press it. Okay.
You have to press CTRL key and from your another finger, press the ALT key. ALT key. Do you see? ALT, ALT.
Where do I find it?
Besides the Windows. Next to Windows.
Oh, I see. Right next to. Yes, I've got one button between it. So you want me? I'm pressing Alt and the other one now, both of them.
You Control and Alt and then F4. You have to press Control, Alt, and F4.
And then F4. Gee, well, I can't hold them all down together.
From your other finger, you have to press that.
Okay, hang on. I'll give my husband the phone. What was the last one?
F4.
F4, right. Hang on. There is a change. writing's not yes. The key part's gone out of the run or whatever little white box is in the corner.
Yes,
that?
now what do you see?
I can't hear you.
Hello.
Right,
yeah, what do you see now?
Now, the only difference I really can see is that the conceit has gone out and I've got a line of little symbols running all along the open that little panel or whatever you call it in the...
Okay. Right. And apart from that, is there any other changes you can see?
No.
Okay, click on that open, what you can see, click on that.
I can't. If you hit that open, please, Mom, that little, that's the one. No, above it, no. There. But no, the actual box, I think. The box, no, that one, no. Go to the right, come to the right there. Yeah, that's it. No change.
No change. You cannot see any changes.
No. Except that config is gone.
And that config is gone. Okay, no problem. And now it is gone, then it's okay. Then you can see all the icons?
Yes, the white, yes, I suppose I can. It's now that white, the little open, the box open, is now fit where the config was. It's now a line of identical symbol type things.
Okay. Now you can see the backspace button on your keyboard. Do you see the backspace button?
Yep.
Do you know, press the backspace button.
Yep, I am.
Keep pressing it.
Right.
Now is it?
It's empty.
Okay. Now in that box, you have to type over there.
Right.
W-3-W. Not three. It's WWW. W for whiskey.
Hang on.
Three W.
So I've got three W's.
And then put a dot.
A dot.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's mad.
And then.
Really?
No, put a dot. Only put a dot.
Hang on, I've got to delete that. Dot. Right.
And then A for alpha.
Yep.
N as in Nancy.
Yep.
Y as in Yankee.
Yep.
D for delta.
D for delta.
Yes.
Yep.
And then E for echo.
Right.
S as in sugar.
Yep.
K for Kevin.
K for Kevin. Yep.
And then put a dot.
Another dot. Right.
And then COM. Charlie, Oscar, Mother. COM.
C-O-M. Right.
And then press enter from your keyboard. Press the enter button. Do you see the enter button?
Yep.
Press enter.
Well, I thought I did. Now I can't find it. It's up the second top, isn't it?
You do one thing, ma'am. You look on your keyboard at the right-hand side.
Oh, yeah, extreme. Right. Yep, press enter and the whole thing's gone.
Yes. Yes. Right. After that, what comes up?
Blank. And now it says support now.
Yes, you can see below that you can see download now, red color
yep.
box.
Yep.
Click on that. And after clicking on that, Do you see any changes?
I've been clicking with my finger. Wait a bit. Clicked on that. Yep. Now, I've got Windows, Mac, Android, Linux, FreeBSD, Raspberry, Chrome.
And after that, you can see in the middle, it says download again.
Yep.
Click on that. After that, you can see something started downloading. It says anydesk.exe.
Yes, I can see.
Yeah, give a click on that. Anydesk.exe, give a double click on that.
Hang on. Yep.
After that, what comes up?
Any new install, discovery, help us improve. My address.
Yes, you can see up, and in the address, you can see some 9-digit number over there, ma'am.
50687256.
Just hold on. What is the number? Could you please tell me again? It's
506-872-566.
It's 506-872-566, right?
That's it. That's right.
Yes, and look at the right-hand side of your address. Look at the very right-hand side at the top. At the very right-hand side corner. At the very right-hand side corner, you will see there is four minus lines.
Yes, right, got it.
Click on that.
Have done that.
After that, what are the options you can see?
What's new in AnyDesk? Install AnyDesk Discovery, help us improve.
You are looking in the middle. Look at the very right-hand side, top corner.
Four lines.
Yes, click on that.
Yep,
after
that,
what are the options you can see?
Settings, password, address,
Click on set password, ma'am.
Right.
And after that, what comes up?
Well, I've got a set of, but I've got a clue what the password is.
Yeah, I will tell you. Just type over there in the password panel. All are in small letter. NBN.
Yeah.
NBN.
Yes, done that.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
And after that, below that, you can see confirm password.
Yes, would you like me to fill it in again?
Yes.
NBN.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep.
And you can see there is a red box. It's called apply.
Yep.
Click on apply.
Yep, I have.
After that,
now,
what comes up?
Interactive access. Only show incoming station request.
You do one thing, ma'am. Just above the interactive access, look at the top of the interactive access. You can see settings. At the very top of interactive access.
Right in the corner, settings security.
Yes, and just above the settings security, ma'am, you can see new session. Just above that.
New session.
Click on new session.
I have.
And after that, you can see your address again.
I clicked new session. Was that right?
Yeah, click on new session.
New session. I think I did. It's not changed color.
Okay, no problem. Wait for a moment, ma'am.
Yep.
If you see any kind of changes, just do let me know, okay?
Right. Where should I be looking for them?
In your computer screen, in your router.
Exclamation mark and security warning.
Now do you see any changes? Or
yes,
still same?
I've got a security warning come up.
Okay.
Now it's gone.
Yes, now it's gone. Okay, now you do one thing, ma'am. Minimize the space. Do you know how to minimize this AnyDesk?
Well, I used to.
give a click on minus sign at the right hand side at the very top.
Tell me how to minimize it.
At the very right hand side top, you will see there is a little minus sign.
Yes, I got it.
Click on that.
I have.
Now what do you see?
I'm right back to the apps, the thing of all the apps.
You can see home screen, right?
Yep.
Now, ma'am, you do one thing. You look on your computer screen at the very bottom. You can see type here to search. Type here to search.
Yes.
Click on that. And just type over there. On that panel, just type over there.
Yes,
and
I
for
have.
Mary, just type.
Oh, I see.
Click
on
Mary.
M for Mary.
And then S as in sugar.
Yes.
C for Charlie.
Yes.
O for Oscar.
Yes.
N for Nancy.
Yes.
F for Father.
Yes.
I for Indigo.
Yep.
G for Golf.
Yep.
Now press enter after that.
I keep forgetting where is enter. Oh yes.
Okay, that's weird. It's
done that.
Now what comes up?
The same.
The page is gone, ma'am. You might be lose that page by mistake. No problem, ma'am. You can do one thing. You can see type here to search again. Type here to search.
Yes.
Click on that and type again MS config MS.
Hang on. In there, do I?
MS. M for Mary.
MS.
CON.
CON.
FIG.
FIG.
Now, just hold on, it will come up automatically. Now, do you see any changes?
Yep, system configuration.
Yes. Now, you can see general boot services startup tools.
Yes.
Click on services, ma'am. Click on services.
Services, hang on. Right.
After that, you can see all the list of services, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can see there is three columns. The first column is service. Underneath service, you can see all the services. And the second column is manufacturer. Underneath that, you can see Microsoft Corporation. And the third one is status. Yes. So could you please tell me the status of your services? All are running or stop?
Running.
Just check properly, ma'am. All are running or stop?
They're all... some of them are stopped. The Microsoft is stopped.
Okay.
And the, two Microsofts have stopped. And then Microsoft again.
Ma'am, listen. Microsoft is the manufacturer. That is not the services. Before that, you can see services.
Oh, yes, okay. So, how do I know if the status? I can only tell you that in the running, the router service is stopped.
Okay.
Is that correct? Is that what you're looking for? Application layer thingy, that's stopped.
Actually, ma'am, this is the reason why you are not getting a proper speed, why your internet is not working. Because of those services which is getting stopped, that is why, ma'am, you are facing a problem, okay? That is why we have been contacted you so that we can update your services so that in future you will not going to face any kind of problem, okay? Hello?
Yes, I'm just not going to be able to do this much longer, sorry, but yes, go on. I know you've been very good.
And you don't have time right now, ma'am?
Well, I'd hate to go through all that again.
No, you don't need to do it all it again, okay? It will take only 15 to 20 minutes, not more than that, okay?
Right.
You don't need to go through again all those things.
Right.
You just tell me, ma'am, did you ever share your Wi-Fi password with anyone? to use your internet.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. Actually, ma'am, and do you use internet in midnight, ma'am, between 2 a.m. to 3 a.m.?
No, I don't, but my son-in-law does, because my son and my son-in-law are partners in an overseas law firm.
Okay, and they live with you, or they stay with you?
No, they come and go as overseas and stuff.
That means they sometimes they use when they come, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. But ma'am, especially in midnight, we can see that between 2 a.m. to 3 a.m., somebody was accessing your internet line. Some third party.
How long ago?
2 days ago, ma'am, 2 days ago.
Well, it certainly wasn't us here. I'd have to ring it up.
No problem, ma'am. You don't need to ring on your son, okay, and ask them, okay? We are going to help you out. We are going to update the security, okay, so that in future you will not going to face any kind of problem, okay? Hello?
That's fine. No, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm really sorry. I'm starting to feel a bit
No
tight.
Problem. No problem, ma'am. So you do one thing, ma'am.
Yeah.
Close, you can see little X at the right,
right-hand
side of the system configuration.
Yep,
yeah,
right, done. Gone.
Yeah. Now, ma'am, whatever activities, ma'am, you are doing with this internet, like it's email, your Facebook, shopping, Netflix, banking, is not secure, ma'am, because there are some third parties, they are trying to access your internet line, okay? So you don't have to be worried about it, okay? We are going to update the security so that you will not going to face any kind of problem, okay? We are going to activate the firewall security. So you do one thing, ma'am.
Yeah.
Now we are going to check your activities like your email, Facebook is secure or not, okay? And if we found any major problem, sorry?
I do know that you're you. How do I know that you're not?
Ma'am, I have your customer ID number. If you have any doubt, ma'am, if you want, I can provide you your customer ID number. And after that, you can verify that customer ID number so that you can make sure that there
is... No, I'll just be full off the chair. Keep going.
Okay. So you do one thing, ma'am. Let me prove you my legitimacy to you first, okay? So you do one thing. You can see type here to search panel, okay?
Yes.
Click on that panel and type over there CMD, C for Charlie, M for Mary,
and
D for Delta. Yes.
Yep.
After that, press enter from your keyboard.
Enter.
After that, what comes up? Do you see any changes?
Microsoft Windows.
Yes.
Something or other. Yeah.
Yes, that is the command box. In that box, you can see a little cursor is flashing.
Kate Moxham.
Yes. So, where the cursor is flashing, just type over there, A as in Alpha. Just type, it will take automatically. A for Alpha.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I have to delete that. Sorry, but this is testing me. So now I type over the...
You do one thing, ma'am. You do one thing.
I'm ready to go. Tell me again what I type in.
You have to type A for Alpha.
Yep. It's wrong. It's coming on at the end.
Yes. You are right, ma'am. You are right. It's
so
after that... After A, you have to type S. S for sugar.
S for sugar.
Yes.
A S.
Yes.
Right.
And then S for sugar again.
Yes.
O for Oscar.
Yes.
C for Charlie.
Yes.
After that, press enter.
Yep.
Now look at the very bottom. Now look at the very big line at the bottom, from the bottom, the last third line. From the last third line, it starts with CLSID. ZF sent to target equal to CLS ID. Do you see that?
Z, it's a Z bar.
Yes, ZF sent to target equal to CLS ID. Do you see that, ma'am?
I can see, hang on. ZF sent to target, CLS
yes.
ID. That, yep,
yes,
yep, got it.
Do you know the full form of CLS ID, ma'am?
No.
I will tell you. CLS ID stands for Customer License Security Identification Number. And next to CLS ID number, you can see there is a long alphanumeric number.
Yes.
Which starts with 888. Yes.
Yep.
Don't tell me, ma'am.
Okay.
This is your confidential ID. Don't say anything. Don't say this ID to anyone over the phone, okay?
Right.
I'm going to tell you your ID by your end. You have to just match that ID by your end, okay?
Right.
If it is matched so that you can make sure whether you are speaking with the correct people or not, okay? Because
okay.
Apart from NBN, nobody in this world can be able to provide you this customer ID number because
right.
It is a very confidential ID. So
right.
I'm telling you this ID, okay? It's 888, D for Delta, C for Charlie, A for Alpha, 60. F as in father, C for Charlie, 0, A for Alpha, 1, 1, C for Charlie, F as in father, number 8, F as in father, 0, F as in father, 0, 0, C for Charlie, 0, 4, F for father, D for Delta, number 7, D for Delta, 0, 6, 2, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, ma'am, this is the ID. When you first time purchased the internet, ma'am, that point of time, the engineer installed this ID number. When we contact with our customer, we provide this customer ID number, okay? So
right.
That, ma'am, if in future, ma'am, if you get any call regarding about the internet line, you need to simply ask them, just tell me my customer ID number first, okay? If they
right.
will tell you this ID, then only you can talk to them. Otherwise, simply hang up the call. If they will give you a call from NBN, then definitely they are going to tell you this ID. If they are not, then they cannot be able to provide you this ID. So verify that person first, okay? Because this is all for your safety and security. Might be they are trying to sell you something, so just remember this ID, okay? Just grab a piece of pen and a paper, ma'am.
Yeah,
my
husband's writing it down now. Like, moment.
Yes.
This number. 888DC
860. You have to just note
hang
it down.
On, hang on, I'm calling it to my husband. 888DC D for David C A 60 dash horizontal dash F C O A F for Freddy C O A O A dash, horizontal dash, 11C, F for Freddy. No, 11CF. Horizontal dash, 8F0F for Freddy. No, 8F. 0F horizontal dash 00C for Charlie Z 4F for Freddy 0 4F for Freddy David D for David 7D David D 0 6 2.
Yes.
No way I'd ever be able to remember that.
That is why, madam, we provide you this unique ID number, so that nobody will able to know about this ID apart from NBN. Okay.
Right.
So, no problem, ma'am. Now, what we are going to do with the help of this back box, we are going to check your email is secure or not, okay? Now, below that, below your ID, you can see the cursor is flashing.
Yes.
Just type over there, C for Charlie. Just type, it will take automatically, ma'am. Just type C for Charlie.
Yep.
Come D on. For Delta. D for Delta.
Mm-hmm.
Put a space.
Come in space. Yes.
And then dot, dot. Two dots.
I know, but by now I've forgotten where the dots are. I mean, dot, dot. Righto. Yep.
After that, press enter. Now what do you see?
CD is not recognized as an internal
okay.
or external.
You made a mistake. You do one thing, ma'am. Type yep. CD again, CD. Just type, it will take automatically. Just type CD.
Hang on, wait, I've got CD.
No. You have to type it again, ma'am, in the bottom where the cursor is placed.
Delete it? Will I delete it?
No. Leave it. You can see the cursor is flashing at the bottom.
Yes.
Just type it again. At the bottom.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yeah. CD.
Yep.
And after that, press enter. CD dot dot. After that, press enter.
So CD dot dot.
Yes. Press okay. enter after that.
Yep. Done.
Again, you have to type CD. Put
yep.
a space.
Right.
And then enter. Press enter. After dot, press enter.
Yep.
After that, what do you see? Do you see any changes?
I see. Now it's changing a lot.
Yes, it is scanning. It is scanning your whole computer, ma'am. It is scanning your whole internet line. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you see it is stopped, just let me know.
It's stopped now.
Okay. Is it? Do
now
you see any message?
It's off again.
Okay. When you see it is stopped, just let me know.
Right. Stopped.
Now, what do you see? Is it something written over there or it's not?
Windows System Launcher.
And what at the bottom,
down
what
the
is
bottom,
written over there?
Come to NBM Secure Server. How can I help you?
Oh, it says, welcome to NBM Secure Server,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, with the help of this black box, we are going to check your email, Netflix is secure or not, okay? Now,
right.
Where the cursor is flashing, just press enter after that. Just press enter from your keyboard, ma'am. It will take automatically. Just press enter.
Oh, right. Yep. Done.
Now, after that, you do one thing.
Yes.
Let's start with your email. We are going to check your email is secure or not, okay? So just type over there, I want to check.
Type where? After the flashing cursor?
Yes. I want to check.
Yes.
If my...
Yes.
Email.
I didn't space between check and if. Do you want me to go back?
Yes.
Okay.
Put a space.
I want to check
if my
yes.
Email.
Hang on, I've done it again.
No problem, take your time.
If my
email
yes. Yes.
Is secure.
Okay. Secure.
Yes.
Right.
After that, do you see any changes? Is it still
It keeps racing along again.
Okay. If you see any message, just let me know.
Okay. I'm sorry, I won't be able to.
No problem, ma'am. Is it still scanning?
It stopped now. Microsoft Windows controls resources.
Okay.
Same number and things, I think, all the way down. Yep, moving again.
When you see the status, when you see any message at the bottom, just let me know.
I will. Server found hacking links into your email. Please log in to activate firewall security.
Okay, that means your email is not secure at the moment. No problem, we are going to activate the security into your email. You do one thing, minimize this black box. Give a click on minus sign at the top of the black box.
Yep, just getting there. I'm not used to using the mouse.
No problem, ma'am. Take your time.
At the right hand side of that box. I just can't get the mouse up there. Right, yes, back to all the icons.
Now, open your email, ma'am. How you normally log in into your email, open your email so that the security was activated. Open your email.
Yes.
Now, you can see. Yes, you need to check your email. You can see all the emails, ma'am, or not?
Hang on. I've got to type in a...
No problem. Take your time.
Trouble getting holding the cap lock down for the A. No, that's wrong.
If you face any kind of problem, ma'am, you can ask me. I will help you out.
I have to put down cap lock to get the app, don't I?
You do one thing, ma'am. Press the shift key. Beside the cap lock key, you will see the shift key.
Hang on. Got it. Yep.
Okay. When you're done, just let me know. Yes.
I'm done.
Click on next if you see any next.
Yes. Enter my password.
Yes, put the password.
No idea.
You don't know the password?
Hang on. No, I don't think I do. I never. I know, but they can't fix it without it. I could think of a couple. Can I have a couple of goes?
No problem.
Okay. those.
How you, ma'am, in, you don't check your email through this computer?
Yes, so I do using my laptop.
Oh, you do usually your laptop?
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Just check.
I'll go next and see. No, I put the wrong. Try again, okay? Look, I'm really not sure what it
no
is.
Problem. You don't put the password again, okay? Let me activate the security on it, okay? Open the black box, open the black box. Now leave that. Leave that.
Hang on. Right. Yep.
Open the black box, ma'am. Open the black box.
I have. It says show password.
No. You are on the wrong. Open the black box, which you have minimized, ma'am. The command box.
Already on the bottom.
Yes.
Switch my default search engine.
No. You do one thing. Look on your computer screen at the right hand side bottom corner. You will see the time and date.
No, I don't. Oh,
on your,
yes, I do. 3:14.
Yeah.
Oh, that one. You want me to switch on that black box?
No. Beside that, you will see. Look at the left hand side of that date and time. You will see black box.
Yes.
Left hand side. Left hand side, ma'am. So open
well,
that.
There's
open
only one
that.
Box, the so it's on the right hand side as I'm looking at it.
No. Look at the left hand side. What do you see of that date and time?
Oh, yes, you type here to search. No. With the date and time, it's as I look at the screen, it's on my right hand side.
Okay, you do one thing, minimize this page. Give a click on minus sign, whatever you can see, minus sign at the right hand side, top corner, minus sign.
Think your Android phone.
And
reset in internet security. Connected.
It is notification, ma'am. It is the notification.
What
you do one thing, ma'am. You do one thing.
What?
Look. You can see date and time. Beside the date and time, you are looking at the right hand side.
I can see on the right hand side. It's right in the corner on the right hand side.
I'm not talking about right hand side, ma'am. I'm just left hand side of the date and time. Just left hand side.
Oh, the left hand side. Now you're talking, but it's not a black box. The other one is a black box.
Beside that, you will see the black box. Beside that. Next to that, ma'am. Next to that?
No, there's no black box. There's a white sort of a box.
That is a white sort of a box. Okay. No problem.
They're both white sorts. In the beginning, the one on the right-hand side is black, but it's not now.
Okay.
Oh, now can see one. Now I can see a black box. In the next lot of symbols.
What it says, ma'am?
Look, I'm completely confused now. In the very right-hand side, on the line below, at the bottom of the screen, there's a white box or a white page sort of a thing. Then there's 3:16 and the date. And then there's English, I suppose, or ENG, INTL. And then there's a white box. What would you like me to press?
Before the white box, you will see in the middle of the screen, there is a big black box in the middle of the screen. There is a big black box.
Yes, but it's now covered on the right-hand corner with a white box or a white and gray box.
Now, in the white and gray box, you will see the X. You will see X. Click on X.
Yep, got it.
After that, you can see the black box.
The big black box.
Yes.
Big black box. Yes, it's got logins and servers and stuff. Yep.
Yes. Now, in that black box, just type over there.
It's got flashing things going along. Look, I don't think I can do this. You must be really going mad. But I think
I will make you a technician today, ma'am. Don't worry, ma'am.
No, but I think I'm going to die before you do.
No, ma'am. You are not going to die. you will not going to die, ma'am. I'm with you, okay? No problem. Just you have to be patient, ma'am. Okay, I am with you. Don't worry. Today I'm going to make you a technician.
I can't. I'm really sorry. Physically, I can't go on.
Okay, it will just take only 5 minutes. Give me only 5 minutes.
Okay.
Are you going somewhere, ma'am? Are you going somewhere?
Are we? No. I'm just going to lie flat on my back when I get off this. No. My hand and that's all starting to tremble.
Okay. Actually, ma'am, this is all for your safety and security, so I will try to do as soon as possible, okay? You can see any message, ma'am, in your black screen?
Well, there's a command prompt, and then in a small black screen in the right-hand back corner, switch your default search engine to my...
Leave that box, focus on the middle black screen, the big black screen.
Yeah.
Yes. So at the bottom, what do you see?
Server being activated, firewall security.
Okay. So that means, ma'am, the email has been activated, the security into your email, okay? Firewall security has been activated into your email. Now, your email is completely secure, okay?
Right.
Now, there's no problem in your email. Your email is absolutely fine, okay? Now, apart from email, we are going to check your other activities is secure or not, okay? Like, do you use any social media?
Just
type over there where the cursor is flashing. I want to check.
What would you want me to just type?
I want to check.
You want me to write, I want to,
yes.
You want me to write, I want to check.
Yes.
Yes.
If my...
Yes.
And you do Instagram, right?
Very rarely, yes.
Okay, just type Instagram. And after that, put a comma after Instagram.
Where's my comma?
Okay, no problem. Leave it. It will take automatically. Leave it. And
yeah,
after comma,
yeah.
You have to type. After comma, you have to type Netflix. You watch Netflix, right? So we are going to check it is secure or not.
Yes.
And then is secure.
Yes.
After that, what do you see? Do you see any changes?
Lots of things racing along.
Okay. If you see any changes, just let me know. Is it still scanning?
Yes.
Okay.
Still out. It's finished.
Okay. It is finished. Now, do you see any message?
Firewall security has been activated. Security into Instagram, Netflix. Congratulations.
Okay, now that means your Netflix and Instagram is also secure, okay? Congratulations. Now it is completely secure. Now after that, do you see any kind of changes in the black screen, ma'am?
It's racing along again. No, now it's stopped.
Okay, now it's stopped. Okay, now apart from this activity, what do you do with this internet? Like, do you do shopping or banking, ma'am?
I do, but look, I'm really sorry. I've got to go.
So, no problem, ma'am. Where did you go? When did you came back? Because it is very important. When did you came back? 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay, today at 6 yes. o'clock. And tomorrow, ma'am, tomorrow, what time you will be free tomorrow?
I'll say 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. Tomorrow you will be free at 10 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Now you do one thing, ma'am. Close this black box.
Could I just before you do that, could I have your name?
Yes, ma'am, Ricky.
Ricky.
Yes. Could you please close this black box?
And you're ringing me from NBN?
Yes, ma'am, NBN.
Close the box.
Yes, close this black box.
The big
X. You will see the big X at the top right hand side.
Yes,
you will see X. Yeah, click on that X. And what do you see now?
Well, you can in a second. Hold on. Sorry. Welcome Kate and Bomber at gmail.com.
Close that one.
Close that one. Okay.
X. You will see X at the right hand side top.
Right-hand side top X. My mouse keeps getting stuck on. Done? Yes?
Click on X.
I can't
now,
see.
Ma'am. Yeah, go ahead.
What do you want
me to do? You do one thing, ma'am.
Yes.
You do one thing. At the very bottom, ma'am, you will see any desk at the very bottom. Red icon, red. Yes, at the very bottom, red. In the taskbar.
At the very bottom, it switched your default search engine to Microsoft.
No. In the taskbar, you can see the taskbar?
Oh, yeah, with like
red,
one going out.
Red, click on open that. Open that, the first one.
The first?
Yes.
That
open
right?
that. Yeah, first one, click on that. Now, what do you see, ma'am?
Request elevation, disconnect.
Now, you do one thing, give a click on minus sign. You will see in the middle, there is a minus sign. At the middle box, the small box.
No, I don't.
What do you see? In the middle. You are looking at the it's a corner. Look at the middle, ma'am. At the middle screen.
I am looking at the middle screen. Open chat log.
Yes.
Any desk.
Above the open chat log, you can see chat and file transfer, right?
Yes.
You will see minus sign. Beside that,
minus
sign.
Yes.
Click on that minus sign. Yes. And you can see a red box. It says install. This is the security which you have to install. Click on install any desk. Click on that. It will done, ma'am. 95% security has been updated. Click on install any desk.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Click on that, and after that, what comes up?
Nothing.
Just below that, you can see any option. Install any desk on this device. Click on that.
Yes, now I have.
After that, click on accept and install if you see any option called accept and install.
Yep.
Yeah, now what comes up?
Yes or no?
You click on yes. Click on yes. After that. Is it still same?
Security warning.
And apart from that, is there any other options you can see apart from security warning?
No, not really. Where
is, do you see any option like, do you, in the middle, do you see any option like install?
Oh, would you like to install this device?
Yes, click on install.
Gosh, I feel really worried about doing this.
No problem, ma'am. I'm not going to mislead or misguide you. You are like my grandmother. Don't worry. Just install, and after that, you don't need
Welcome
to do anything,
to
okay? I will call you tomorrow. I will call you at 6 o'clock, or might be I will call you tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning, okay?
Right.
And
fingers crossed.
No problem. Are you going somewhere, ma'am, or are you going for a shopping?
I'm going to lie down now, but it's going to be going shopping tomorrow. Hang on, my husband just wants to speak to you for a sec.
Okay, no problem.
Now, Nikki, what's your...
Yes.
Ricky, what's your credentials? What's your title?
My title is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, and note down my employee ID.
Hang on.
Employment number.
Ricky Martin, how do you spell that again?
It's M for Mary.
Yep.
A for Alpha.
G, M-G.
M for Mary and then A as an Alpha.
M-A, yeah.
And then R for Romeo.
Yeah.
P yep. for Tango.
Yep.
I for Indigo.
Yep.
N for Nancy.
Yep.
And note down my ID, that is 885500.
That's your official number.
Sorry.
What is it again?
That is our ID, ma'am. Sir, that is my ID. That is
888-555-00. And your boss's name? What's your title?
My boss's name is John William.
John Williams, yeah.
Yes.
And what's his phone number?
Noted down his number. It's 800.
800?
Yes. Again, 800.
1-800, yep. Yeah.
And then 162.
162, yep. And now you've done all this on behalf of
NBN.
Telstra.
NBN.
NBN. You
yes.
told me it was Telstra.
Sir, it's Telstra NBN.
Telstra NBN.
Yes. Yes, sir. And you do one thing, sir. You don't need to use your internet, okay? You can switch off your computer. And you can take rest if you want, okay, because you have done a lot for us. So you can leave your internet for 1 hour, okay, switch off your internet for 1 hour, okay. And after that, you can use your internet, whatever you want to do, okay.
Okay, now
no problem.
What was it for? Now, you're just going to get, in other words, if you hadn't spoken to my wife, we couldn't have used the computer, is that it?
Sorry?
If you hadn't done all this hours talk with my wife and clarifying everything, our computer wouldn't have gone anyway.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Actually, there is a problem inside in your internet, and we are, right now, we are working in your connection, so that is why we have been contacted you, because
right.
we are getting a signal about it.
Okay.
So no problem, you don't need to do anything right now, okay? Just leave your internet as it is, okay? Leave, switch off your internet for 1 hour, okay?
Yep.
After 1 hour, you can use your internet. You can do whatever you want to do from your internet, okay?
Okay, keep
and
on
till then,
now.
Yes, sir. Till then, take rest. God bless you.
I'm sorry. I hope this isn't a scam.
No, sir. That's why I provide you each and every details. That's why I provide your wife the customer ID number, and
yep,
she also match. Yeah, she also matched this ID, that ID by your end. So no problem. We are not going to mislead or misguide you. You are now in safe hands, okay?
Yeah.
So no problem, sir. You can take rest, okay? Leave your internet for 1 hour.
Yep. Okay, Dad. All right. See you.
That's
bye.
Great. Bye-bye. Have a good day. I will call you back tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Okay, bye-bye. Have a good day.